This episode is being brought to you by TerraVenture. Join us as we're in search of a brand new world. Enjoy the beautiful vast reaches of space and beyond, because it's getting way too real on the planet Earth. Time to start the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tribunal of the Grid. That came out of, I don't even know where, where we talk about... We're going to talk about all things Power Rangers, including the actors that play them. My name is Brandon.
I am Lena.
I'm Will. I'm sorry.
No. Like, I don't even know where that came from. That was ugly. But today, y'all, we are going to be talking about, well, first of all, we're going to be just ranking. You know, because, we wanted to do another ranking episode. The Pink Ranger ranking episode was a lot of fun. So we were like, you know what? Let's rank some more. You know, let's rank some more Rangers. So we decided to go ahead and rank the Green Rangers, or the Green and Black Rangers. So, you know, just go ahead and jump right into it. Now, when I sent them this list, I was not expecting for this to happen. Like,
what happened?
Oh my gosh, y'all, it's going to be real. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, this episode is going to be real, because I was not expecting some of the answers and some of the ways that this thing is going to turn out. I was not expecting it. So we have a lot to discuss, like real talk. it's going to be wild. So just go ahead and jump right into it, right? So basically, the way I did it was I sent them the list, and everybody arranged them from the ranger with the, like, not, I'm not gonna say disliked, but the ranger that you're just kind of like, all the way to like your favorite. So I took those numbers, it was 19 total, took the numbers, and then basically whatever number that they fell into, I went ahead and added them all together. So all three of us, I added them all together. And then that's how I was able to place everybody. At number 19, with 56 points, Korkus, the Black Alien Ranger. Which, I mean, we kind of already
know. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We kind of already
know. Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
kind of already knew.
He didn't really do much, let's be honest. I forgot he was even there.
And yeah, when you asked
me, yeah, I said, who?
I was like, who's that? Who's that? Yeah. Yeah, he took a photo.
Like, honestly, I totally forgot. When I sent you guys the original list, I totally forgot he was even there. I was like, ooh, yeah, you're right. Will had to remind me. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
And I only remember because when I was putting together my list, I real quick looked at a picture of some of the greens and blacks, and I saw the Alien Ranger, and I was like, oh yeah, he was a Black Ranger technically.
Yeah, he was there. I was like, ooh, he just didn't do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, that's right.
He did.
Korkus is number 19. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did nothing.
Cassie should be.
Yeah. Number 18.
Carlos. Yes.
Carlos is at number 18 with 52 points. Now, I knew Carlos was going to be at the bottom. I just knew, because I was just like, he didn't, like, okay, so don't get me wrong. Like, he was a part of the best team ever. Like, aside from Mighty Morphin, he was a part of the best team. No tea, no shade. But he was, like, the worst member of the team. Like, dude quit, like, twice. Like, he quit something twice. Like, he almost quit being a ranger in space. And then, like, in Turbo, he almost quit soccer because he accidentally tripped old dude on the soccer field. And it's like, bruh, you do know that, like, in soccer, like, you trip people on the 10. So it's like, what are you doing? Like, stop it. It's like, dude, this is too much.
He was making it seem like he punched old dude, went into the hospital, and that's why he felt bad. Like, he just
relaxed. Like, he just tripped. And it's like, that episode was so painful to watch, because it was just like watching him lament over, like, oh, I can't do it. I can't play soccer anymore. I'm gonna hurt someone else. I'm like, nah, dude, I can't do this. I can't. So yeah, Carlos, definitely. I knew. I was like, no, he's definitely gonna be bottom.
I'm glad that he is where he is, as he should be. Just saying.
I was like, I can't do this.
The quitter ranger.
Right. Like, I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I thought you would have learned your lesson. But then
they gave him the exact same, well, not the exact, like, you know, like, he felt bad about hurting somebody, but like, it happens in the field, whether on the soccer field or in battle. It can happen at any moment.
It can happen at any moment.
To quit over it is like, you thought you would have learned the lesson with the soccer match, but nope.
Nope. He never learned. And it's just like, here we go again. Damn it, Carlos. So yeah, like I was just like, nah, I can't do this. I can't. You got to be at the bottom. Next, at number 17, Jake.
Yes, Megaforce Black.
And Super Megaforce Green at 48 points.
I didn't want to rank him that low, but it was actually a mixture of things. One of them is because I forgot to include him in my list. But I was like thinking of him like the whole time. I didn't watch a lot of Megaforce. So I don't actually have too many memories of him outside of the handful of episodes that I watched, and I enjoyed the actor, his character.
Right.
Yeah, his character, after talking to Brandon about it a bit, is a complete creep. So that's all I really remember. So I guess it kind of adds up for me that he's low, because I can't really say much about his character because I don't remember.
Well, for me personally, he wasn't very memorable. I didn't feel like he did much other than the fact that he was constantly chasing after Gia. And I mean, he was a good friend to Noah. He was a good friend when he needed to be. But that was about it. He didn't really do anything that wowed us, that that was memorable. I mean, at least he didn't quit anything. Yeah. But he did a little bit more than the Alien Ranger did, but that's about it. He didn't really do too much. Did he even have a standalone episode? I don't feel like he did. Did he?
Oh, he had the most.
Oh,
especially in Super Megaforce. Yeah,
wow. Well, that's embarrassing. Like,
a lot to do. That's, yeah,
that's embarrassing. Then the fact that I don't remember anything that he done, and he had a lot. Wow, I'm not sure if that says a lot about his character, or I'm just terrible at remembering Megaforce because I was trying to forget it.
Well, I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, the one thing the is other. With Jake, for me, it was like, without the creepy factor, which, I mean, was predominantly his character, without that, Jake would have been a great character, because I felt like Azeem did a great job at just being just, like, the kind of jockish, you know, kind of dude that's just like, oh, yeah, I'm all about sports, and I'm encouraging my homeboy, and, you know, all this stuff, and being outgoing and stuff. I love that about Jake. But it was like, for one, like, he was just a complete creep. Like, and what made me so mad with the writing as far as Jake is concerned is that the writers literally took everything and gave it all to Jake and basically made Gia basically his reason for giving him stuff to do. Because without Gia, well, not without Gia, but like, without Jake, Gia didn't have a character, like, at all.
That's terrible.
So it was just like, they gave Jake so much, and they gave him so much exposition to explain her character. It was just like, dang, if you would just give her something to do and take away from him, and take away stuff from him, then maybe Gia would have had a character. And plus, like, Jake in season two, like, he got a whole bunch of stuff to do. I mean, Lavera was, like, the green baddie. She had a crush on him because of some, like, potion or something because, of course, you know, it's always a love potion. She got a crush on him. He had an episode where he was kid, where he had to save Troy or whatever, because Troy got kidnapped.
Wow.
So like he, and then he had that episode with Noah where both of them switched bodies. So I mean, they he had like a lot of stuff to do in season two, and it was just like, if you would have just gave some of this stuff to Gia, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, ah.
They made Gia a human MacGuffin.
That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. And I'm like, no, no. Like, why are you going to give all the character, all the characterization to, like, this creepy dude? Ugh. So, yeah, Jake, I couldn't, no. So, Jake is number 17. Number 16. Riley, Dino Riley. Charge, Green Ranger, with number with 43 points.
Are we surprised? Are we surprised? I'm not.
Dang, I liked a couple of people more than, or excuse me, I liked him than better than a couple of people.
I wasn't a fan. I'm not gonna lie.
I found him a little bit to be like, he's a little too annoying for me. I was not feeling him.
Same. I was not a fan of Riley either. I felt the same way, Lena. I was just like, ooh, you're just, you, like, you are doing the absolute most to, like, kind of prove yourself, and you don't need to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. We know you're smart, dude. Like, we get it. We know you're smart. Like, why are you trying to be like...
He would go over the top. He would, like, over the top. Go out of his way just to prove how smart he is, when we all knew how smart he was. There was no question about it. But he wanted like, to make sure we knew.
Seriously, like, overachieving like a mug. I'm like, oh my gosh. And me personally, I just hate overachievers. Like, you're doing the most. Don't sit down.
Same.
You're doing the most.
Like, same. I used to have a phrase for them. Like, you know how, like, when you guys go to a movie theater, I'm not sure if you guys have people that will surveillance the area to make sure nobody's recording, nobody's doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So, I can't remember what I call them. I hate when I see people like that. I've seen the ones that you can tell like, they don't give a crap. They just walk up and down the aisle. They stand there for a little bit. They watch the movie and then they leave because they want to obviously look like that they've done something. And I'm great with those people, you know, but I hate the ones that are like Riley, actually inspecting every single person in those movie scenes, making sure that they're not recording and making sure the phones are turned off. Boy, oh sit gosh. Down. You're getting paid minimum wage. Sit the fuck down.
Seriously.
You're not the CEO. Mm-mm. Sit down.
Like, stop it. You're doing the most. And I mean, I felt like that's how he was. Like, he was just like, I mean, he didn't have many redeeming qualities about himself other than I'm an overachiever.
Didn't him. And it was like on the littlest things too. The littlest thing. Kind of like that movie incident. Just like on the littlest thing. You're like, really, Riley? Let it go.
Yeah. For me, a lot of times when the actor is able to act, it endears me to them. So for me, I thought that he was one of the stronger actors on that season. So
really?
I did. Yeah. Okay. And so I liked that. Like I liked his bond with Chase was pretty cool. I liked some of the episodes they had together. And I remember they actually brought his brother back after they had established that he had a brother, and I was really surprised that they brought him back. I think in season two. Right now everything is kind of a blur because I watched the season I've watched the second season in full like one time. That was like a year ago, so some of the stuff is kind of a blur, but I didn't hate them. I think that there are far worse Black Green Rangers than him, but
I just felt like he didn't have any really all that many redeeming qualities about himself for me. It was just more so, like you were saying, it was just more so like, look at how smart I am. Like, ooh, I'm so talented. I'm great with the sword. Look at how smart I am. Like, that's basically what his character was. Oh, and by the way, I hate the way Chase does things. Like, I'm very nitpicky. I hate the way Chase does things. Look how smart I am. Like, that was him to me. I'm like, oh, I'm not a fan of this. I'm not. So yeah, like no, I think Riley is great where he is.
I agree, as he should be.
Like he's not at the bottom completely, but you know,
no,
trailing his way there.
You know what? Considering the fact where he should have been, he actually led pretty high up on the list. So that was a compliment for him.
There's that. There's that. moving at number 15, we have Danny, the Black Wild Force Ranger, with 42 mm-hmm. points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
He yeah, gave bad. Me, it, you know, he wasn't bad. But he wasn't. Just, it was just too much never give up for me.
Oh, I hated that. I hated it. That was
with
so
the
whole weird.
Kendall situation? Was it Kendall?
No.
Was that her name?
No. Him and, no, him and Danny.
Him and Max. Max and Danny.
Oh, no, he is Danny, damn it. Yeah, Max, my bad. Yeah, they had this weird thing where they would just say, never give up, and sometimes they would yell it to pump each other up, and it was weird.
I think it's cute. It's kind of like Zoe. I don't run from big problems. I solve big problems.
I feel like they did never give up more than that.
A lot more.
They did a lot.
I remember wasn't Max like buried under something and he kept yelling,
never
give
up,
thinking about Max or
yeah.
Danny. I'm screwing up their names. They're so like interchangeable because they were together all the time.
Max was stuck in a bill. Max was stuck in a bill, and he was about to pass out because he couldn't breathe.
wait, question. Where did you guys have him on your list?
What, I have Danny?
Yeah, where did you have Danny on your list?
I had Danny at number 17.
Okay, I had him at 10.
I had him at, I had him pretty low, too. He was 16?
Okay. I guess I gave a little bit more kudos than I remembered.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's your list. So, hey, you know, do what you gotta do. It's your list.
No. I think what it is, like, now that you guys are bringing this up, I'm like, oh, I kind of remember that. Like, it was pretty annoying. But I think in my mind, too, like, I remember he wasn't, like, a hate, like, he wasn't a character that I disliked. He was just sort of there. He did a lot. But he wasn't a character I dislike. Where, like, you know, with Riley or Jake, I was like, particularly
like,
Riley.
I sincerely don't like you.
Right. Yeah. Like, so, yeah. I don't know. So, I guess that's why I had him so high on my list, where I was like, okay. I remember liking. And I think I just really liked Wild Force overall as a season. So, I was like, So, yeah. So, I gave him a little bit higher of a rating.
That's fair. I mean, like, for me, I was the exact opposite. I could not stand Wild Force. So it was just like...
Really?
Not like Wild Force. Okay. There were some things about Wild Force that I did like. There were some things. Like, the background music, loved background music.
Loved.
Actually, the first episode, the fight scenes in the first episode, loved.
Really good.
And that's what tricked me into actually watching Wild Force, honestly. Was the first episode. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a good season.
Oh, no.
And then, I kept watching it, and I was like, this is not good.
Really? Oh, good. Wow. No, I remember really liking Wild Force. I remember really liking it. I don't know why. I just remember really liking it. And mind you, it wasn't like I actually liked Alyssa's character either. Yeah, I don't know why. I just remember really liking Wild Force. I thoroughly enjoyed that whole season. I think I enjoyed the... I think it was different from everything we've seen up until that point. You know, I think it was what was Wild Force after?
Wild Force was after Time Force.
It was after Time Force? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. No, I think it was different. I think that's why I liked it. It was different, and I liked how... they all came together differently, and I liked how the team was already formed. I think that was the thing that really got me to go, oh, it was the fact that the team was already started. It wasn't like they needed the Red Ranger to start it, where we're like with Time Force, they needed Wes. Even though they were already there, because they were from the future, but they needed Wes to unlock the power, which is kind of right. Like, oh, really? Like, that's cringy, you know? So I guess it was just sort of like freeing to see that they didn't need the Red Ranger to do what they needed to do. And that, you know, and of course, it's kind of cool to see that Taylor, was her name Taylor? It was Taylor, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That Taylor was like essentially the leader of the pack and female. And I think that's why I was so like, oh, hello. Okay, girl power. I see you. I see you. You know, and of course, being a young girl, never having. And I think aside from like Jen, because Jen was like very aggressive, where but you knew she was the leader, right? And it's, so it's kind of nice to come off of another powerful leader to have another another strong leader. But I think with Jen, she kind of fell back on that role when Wes took over the powers, right? So I was like, not really like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they kind of shared the leadership a little bit, those two.
Yeah, they did, right? And I really liked how with Taylor, for most part, she remained like, I'm the leader of this team. You do as I say kind of a thing, you know? I was not the greatest attitude, but like her mind was at the right, her goals and what she wanted for the team was in the right place, you know? And I liked how even though when Cole became the Red Ranger, she wasn't like, okay, responsibility to you, I'm out of here. It was like, no, we still have to do what we got to do. So I think that's why I really liked it overall as a season. I just remember really genuinely liking it. And I think that's probably why I just love the whole setup.
Yeah. I mean, like it was with Taylor, but one thing that like I really appreciated, at least with Taylor, was that even though they officially made Cole the leader, he still kind of like sat back sometime and was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I need to chill out. Because like Taylor has been here a lot longer. I need to sit back and shut up and learn what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I really liked.
It was like
that
whole episode. Like that whole episode, the second episode where you know, he was just like, orgs have hearts. And you know, they should have hearts. They're living beings. And she's like, no, they're evil. And they go around and they kill people. Like, no, we're not doing this. And he's like, and then he got on the field and he was trying to listen to that barbed wire orc. And he's like, you don't have a heart. You're evil. Oh, and he's like, God. And the orc is like, no duh. I'm like, dude, you're a freaking idiot. You're an idiot.
It was very cringy,
but it was also hilarious at the same time because I'm like, Taylor told you what the tea was. And you're like, no, I'm gonna not listen to you because he's a living being and I'm stupid and I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
No, but moving right along. I liked about it too. Yes.
But moving right along, we have at number 14, we have Will Aston, the Black Ranger from Operation Overdrive with 39 points.
He made it pretty high up the list. He was number
19
for me. He was much higher on my list. I think he was in the top 10 for me. Because I actually really enjoyed Will, which is one of the only things that I enjoyed about that season.
Really?
Yeah.
Not just
because we have the same name or because he's Black.
Are you sure? I'm kidding. But do explain.
Yeah, I thought that out of all of the Rangers, all the cast members, I think him and Rose, those were the only ones that I could really gauge any positive feelings for. Everybody else I just didn't care about or I hated. Dax. He had a lot of personality. He was very cocky, which I guess was his personality trait.
I guess you could say that.
Yeah. In particular, one episode that always stuck out to me, and it was somebody had actually told me about this episode before I saw it when I told them that I was a Power Ranger fan. He had mentioned he saw an episode where the Black Ranger went rogue, and when he explained it to me, that sounded pretty cool. And then when I finally got to the episode, it was one of the only things that I enjoyed about that whole season. That was a really cool episode where it was Mr. Hartford and Will had devised a plan to infiltrate Miratrix, her operation to, they had to get some sort of, like, an artifact or something. But, and he actually was, like, fighting the Rangers and, like,
right?
all their asses by himself.
You know what? I agree with that. It made me genuinely believe he did gone rogue. Like, the way they made it seem, like, it was, like, legit. And then, of course, in the end, we find out that he was good all along. You're like, oh, damn it. And I think the reason why it was also so easy to believe that he was bad was because these Rangers, and it's particularly him, he was never a really genuinely good person, which is interesting to see because you always see, like, Rangers are, like, so good. They always want to try to save the world. But meanwhile, he literally breaks into people's home for a living. Like, people pay him.
Did he actually break into homes, or was it just like in museums?
Well, he broke into, like,
wherever there was, like, artifacts, like major artifacts, anything that was, like, very expensive that he could, you know, like, whoever was hiring him to do, right? Because obviously he couldn't sell off these artifacts anyways, so whoever wanted it would have to pay him, and he would do it. And it was also really good.
He was like a male Catwoman.
Basically. Basically. So, yeah, I mean, for me, like, Will, he just, I don't know. Like, I have to agree with you. Will was the best part of Wild Force.
Operation Overdrive.
Oh, Jesus. You are right about that. I am so sorry. Ooh, ouch. Dang. Operation Overdrive. Yes. He was an interesting character, and he was probably one of the best characters of Operation Overdrive. But for me, I'm just like, at the end of the day, if you're the best character of a season that's just not. It's just not.
To be fair, the season itself wasn't bad. Like, some of the storylines wasn't bad. Like, you know, Mac being a robot, I thought that was a really good storyline. I never saw
You had to wait till, like, episode what, like 29?
I mean, for fair, us to finally get a good storyline. Fair. You know, fair. I will give you that, you know, but. Yeah, no, I didn't dislike the season, but it definitely wasn't my favorite. It's better than some of the other seasons that we see nowadays, like Mega Force.
And you talking about me, Wild
Force. That is going to be forever so confusing because we're getting a third dino. So that's
dino
really
cool. Fury.
Yeah.
Dino Fury. Ooh. We got to start practicing that now. Dino Fury.
I know, right?
Dino Fury, Dino Fury, Dino Fury, Dino Fury. Ugh. All right, well, we're at number 14. So at number 13, we have, now this one shocked me, because I was like, what? But okay, Damon, okay. The green Lost Galaxy Ranger at 36 points. I'm like, why is he here?
For me, I was not a big fan of Damon. And it happened, and I didn't realize that until I watched it again as an adult.
I agree.
Just didn't, he didn't do much for me at all. I liked his episode with the one of the council people on Terra Venture. I forgot what was going on in the episode, but I know, like, he was with her the whole episode.
You talking about when he was trying to rescue Council Rainier? You talking about the episode when he was trying to rescue Council Rainier?
Look at you, remember her name. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I better. That is a black queen, honey. That lady was running stuff. Council Rainier? Like, I know they were saying, Commander Stanton was, you know, he was the big cheese, you know, he was commanding, he was over all of Terra Venture, but no, he was not all the way over it, because Council Rainier, she was like, excuse me, I mean, her regal black self, a regal queenly black self, excuse me, sir, but what are you doing? No. And I don't like that.
And what else? He did one where he was saving the Terra Ventures in, like, their last engine or something.
Mm-hmm.
He did that too. So like it was cool that he had like he had a role and he had like a purpose. He was in charge of all the mechanics on the megaship or on the on Terra Venture and on the megaship. So I appreciated that, but it was just I don't know. Like I there wasn't anything that really like drew me to him like to Leo, even to Kai. And for me, once again, it's the acting thing. Kai was obviously the strongest actor on that season, and as we can see, like we can still see him in things today. And Kendrick's, I think, like for me, like Maya and Damon, I didn't have a real connection to for some reason. I loved his suit though. That's my favorite Lost Galaxy helmet. And I love that it was so cool to see a male have the like the bird type poses. Like it kind of reminded me of like Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
That was different. And I liked his attacks. His flying attacks were cool. But the character Damon, he didn't do much for me.
He was pretty high on my list. He was number 8 on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty high on mine, too. Like, he was pretty high on mine, too. I was like, whoa, okay, all right. all right, fine, I'll take it. I was like, all right, cool, we'll live. This next one, I was like, okay, this is fair. At number 12, Mike, the Green Samurai Ranger, with 34 points. I was
really
kind of shocked.
I think he was in my top 10. If not that, he was at like number 11 for me. I always liked him. I always thought that Hector David was like a charismatic actor. So I kind of I was kind of drawn to his character. Like out of that cast, he definitely had the most personality.
There's that.
I agree. I really did like his character out of all the characters too in Samurai. He was definitely my ultimate favorite, but also because he was very pleasant to look at.
We know why Lena was looking at the show.
Well, he's the only reason why I watched the show. The rest of the show is not great at all. Not great.
It's a good
Mia
point.
Maya with her cooking. Like, man. Why do people keep eating her cooking if they're not that great? Like, someone needs to tell her. Otherwise, she's never going to learn how to be a better cook.
Yo, that itself was just, it was just so cringy.
Very cringy.
I hated it. I remember feeling like I wish that Mike was on a different season. I thought that he deserved a better season.
Same. I agree. I feel like he should have been on a better season. On a different season. For sure. Yeah. That's about the nicest thing I can say about that season. I'm just like, ooh, sir, no, this isn't good. So yes, he is number 12. So number 11, we have Clan Xander, Green Mystic Force Ranger, with 31 points.
Really? Mm-hmm. He was number 9 on my list.
He was just outside of the top 10 for me. He was like 13 for me.
Yeah, Xander was actually number 9 for me. So, I mean,
okay,
he's actually...
Okay, so both had number 9.
Yeah, like, he's where he's supposed to be, I think. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I liked him. My first taste of that character was the Once a Ranger episode. And then I didn't go back and watch him again. And, it was quite a few years later that I actually watched Mystic Force, and it was nice to have a familiar face because I felt like he was one of the highlights for that season for sure.
Oh yeah, like Xander was definitely for me. Like he was so much fun. Like even though like his character could have easily been like if he wasn't written right, like written well, he could have easily been a just terrible character. Like he could have been so bad. But the way that Richard played him and the way the character was written, like he started, like he actually had growth. Like he had like tremendous growth throughout the entire season. Like he started out being, you know, this uber douche who wanted to be a leader, who wanted to be the manager and all this stuff, but you don't do work. It's like you do know that managers work, right? Like they don't just sit around reading books while everybody else is running the store. Like they don't do that. So it was just like, you know, you're terrible at your job. But like the more that he started to learn how to actually be a leader and how to work with people, you know, it was like he started to become a better person. And, you know, and didn't he actually become the manager of Rotporton? Like he actually became
at the very end, right?
At the very end.
At the very end. Yeah, like he actually got what he wanted. So it was like that's how like he learned how to actually do his job effectively. And what there's also a scene in Mystic Forest where he and Nick were talking. And he basically had this heart to heart. Where basically he was explaining to him about how he understood how Nick felt alone. And it was such a great monologue that he did.
Aww.
I really enjoyed it. Like, it was like, yo, like,
was it
Xander.
Nick? Right.
Yeah,
no,
like, Xander.
Wasn't it?
Xander was it talking to Nick, yeah.
Oh, no. You know who I'm getting myself confused. I'm thinking of, for some strange reason, I hear Xander's name, but I'm thinking is the guy, the Golden Knight. What's his name?
You're talking about
Dino Charge.
Daggeron?
No, Dino Charge.
Xandar. That's what she's thinking about.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Sorry. My bad. Yeah. I'm like, okay. You know, but I don't know why. Like, it was like when I know who Xander is now that, like, yeah, anyways. That's what I was thinking the whole time. My bad.
Wow. Do you know that Xandar never fought? Xandar is a place.
All right. No, not Xandar. The knight that's from Xandar.
Yeah. She was Ivan. Sorry, Ivan.
I know what she was saying.
Yeah, Ivan. I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picturing Ivan. Wow. I don't know why. Wow, so I totally rank Xander.
Probably because Xander's name. Yeah, because you're thinking of Xander and Xandar, probably.
Yes, it is his name. It is his name.
That is it.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my God. This is hilarious. I actually rated him as Ivan.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Wow.
My bad, guys.
Get it together. Well,
I guess that shows how much you care about Xander.
No, not true. I actually really like Xander. Hi, the name is Xander. Let me do the talking. Let me smooth talk. I love this character. Okay, now that I'm clear on who it is, I don't know why. I think that's where I got confused with the name. Xander. No, loved him. I really liked him. And you're absolutely right. I agree with everything you're saying. So I'm going to let you continue now that I interrupted you very rudely of me.
Wow. But yeah, that's basically like the reason why I really like his character. Like he had so much growth. And even though he, like I said, he started out one way, he ended up like becoming a completely different person by the very end. And I'm like, you know what? He's a good guy. I like him. So after Xander at 11, at number 11, after Xander, we have a tie. This tie is Joel and Chase.
Mm. Really?
10 and 9. Yes.
10 and 9? Joel and Chase. Okay.
with 28 points.
Joe was 13 for me, and Chase was 15 for me.
Joe was actually number 5 for me, and Chase was number 10 for me. I love Joel. Joel, yo, that is my boy. I love him. He was he was so freaking funny. Like, he was, oh my God. Like, he was the life that needed to be injected into Lightspeed, because you know, some of the characters weren't, they didn't have the best personalities. So, like, he kind of helped that along for me. And his whole thing with Miss Fairweather all season, while it was, to say borderline creepy is kind of underplaying the creepiness of some of the stuff he was doing. It was, like, the recurring theme of the season that, like, entertained me. Keith Robinson is just, like, he's just amazing. He's such a great talent. I love that guy, and I love the life that he brought to Joel, you know, despite situations where we've heard the acting directors or whatever don't direct them to really act sometimes. And right. Despite that, his natural talent made that character work. And he's, like, his natural acting ability still made him dish out a good performance. And I really appreciated that. So I love Joel.
I don't know. I don't have much to say about those two. Either of them. I don't know. I don't
really
remember. I don't know. I know, it's terrible. Shit.
Yeah.
Brandon, why don't you go?
I guess for me, it's like Joel and Chase. Okay, so I guess for me, I'll just go ahead and break the tie here and just go Joel at 10 and then Chase at 9.
Okay, I can live with that.
Because only just the fact that, like, I like Joel, too. Actually, he was a little bit higher for me. I think he was 11 for me. But, and Chase, but I just love Chase. I personally love Chase. I love the fact that he's just so free. And that's the one thing that both of the characters were. They were both free spirits. And they were just both really great characters. I just feel like on paper with Joel, the reason why I put Joel before, well, Joel first and then Chase is because for me, Joel kind of felt like Damon, but just like on paper, he was written like Damon, but only to have a crush on Miss Fairweather.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's what I felt like Joel was, even though Keith Robinson, like, totally stepped in and made the character completely different. But if you were to look at both character bios without thinking of the actors,
that's a good point. You would literally see,
yeah, like, they're both literally written the same way. Like, literally the exact same way.
That's probably why I don't like Joel that much. I don't know why I rate him so high, but that's probably why I don't like him. He's a lot like Damian for me.
He's a lot like Damon. And both of them were, like, the ones who, the aerial fighters. Both of them did, like, a lot of, like, diving attacks and flipping attacks. They both did the same thing. So, to me, like, I just felt like Damon was, like, Joel was literally another Damon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, eh.
That makes so much more sense now that you're breaking it down. I always got the two of them confused. Always.
Yeah, like, I was never really, like,
a we don't huge, all look alike, Lena.
Okay, I wasn't thinking that. But low-key, I'm not gonna lie, I was thinking I was being a racist when I said that.
Oh, no. I mean, but they, come on, like, they did that with the blue Asian Blue Rangers for a while, and all the blonde, white, yellow Rangers.
Yeah, I mean,
like, the black, yellow Rangers.
Yeah, they will use templates on people all the time. And like, and they want the actors to basically, like, bring their own thing to it. But I just feel like with him, it was like back to back. Like, I mean, if you're going to do you know, those types of characters, that's fine. Like, I have no issue with, like, using the same template and letting the actor do their thing and make, you know, drive their character home. I have no problem with that. My only issue is, if you're going to do it, don't do them back to back.
Yeah. Don't do it back to back. I know exactly what you mean. I remember the first time I met them, I got them both confused because they didn't have their normal outfits on, like what we were used to seeing. And I remember thinking, oh shit, which one is which? I mean, I recognize both of them as from the Rangers.
But who is from both what have to season?
Exactly. And they both have to be freaking green, okay? Like, that's not my fault. And I'm not going to lie, real life, they do have very similar belt. They have very similar belt, and they have very similar haircuts. So it's just like, you're not helping me figure out who you are. And the only reason I figured it out was because Damien was married to Amy at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting next to each other. That's how I figured it out. But otherwise.
Okay, okay.
You know?
Well,
I'm not trying to sound like I'm being racist. I'm not. It's just, it was really difficult. Like, they really, and they are they similar heights too? I feel like they are similar heights.
No.
I don't know.
I don't remember now. Mind you, though, I'm short, so everyone looks tall to me. Everyone's just tall.
Okay, girl.
5 foot here, exactly 5 foot. You know, I'm just, you know what? I think the person I'm closest to would be Kristen Ho. We're both very short people. Okay,
oh,
don't judge us.
Wow. I guess. But so we have Joel at number 10 and Chase at number 9. But now here comes the fun. Here comes the fun. Y'all was making me so mad. Y'all were making me so mad with this. Because I'm like, dang. Okay. So, y'all, we have a tie. We have another tie here.
Another tie.
Yes. We have Cam and Bridge at 20.
No! Points. Okay, okay. So on my list.
So we got to break this tie.
Cam was number 6 for me. Bridge was number 4 for me. So who was everyone else's list?
So I had Cam at 8 and Bridge at 5.
Okay.
I had Cam at 7 and Bridge at 12.
Yeah, you really do not like Bridge.
I do like Bridge, but there were other ones that I liked better than him.
So it sounds like Cam would be the winning factor of those two, no? Because it seems like Cam has been pretty high up all three of our lists.
Well, no, because I put Bridge above him.
Y'all
like Cam more than Bridge.
I liked him way more than I like Bridge way more than Cam. I like Bridge because the fact that he's so silly and he creates these like two little monologues that we can all repeat ourselves in, like, you know, so betterly. But no, I like Bridge. I personally like Bridge. And I like the growth that he has throughout the season that we see him. And I just like how he doesn't take things too seriously, you know? Because, like, life doesn't need to be that serious. We all could use a little Bridge in our lives. Cam,
yeah,
this is true.
So much.
For me, I haven't watched SPD in a while. It's been like 10 years since I watched it, so I remember him, obviously, and I remember, like, his presence, but I didn't remember, like, some of his character moments.
How dare you? He was in Once a Ranger, Always a Ranger, in Power Rangers Operation Overdrive.
I remember that.
He became the Blue Ranger at the end, because Guy became the Red. So, I don't know. I felt like he has so much growth. Like, he's the only Ranger out of all the Rangers, aside from freaking Tommy Oliver. Actually, when you really think about it, he's got 3 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Now, if they bring him back again, which I'm all for, he'd probably have a 4th color. Just saying.
Right? He'd probably be probably Shadow at that point. Mm-hmm. SPD Shadow.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's the only one in such a small period of time actually became 3 different colors, where Tommy became 4 different colors in such a long period of time. Like, it took him, like, what, another decade later for him to become the Black Ranger? I don't even know how long it's been.
Close to that, yeah.
You know, you get what I'm trying to get at. But, yeah, like, he's the only one that made the transformation in all 3 in, like, such a short period of time.
But what about Cam, though?
Cam,
that's my boy. I always like
him. He was whiny. Like, he was whining about the fact that he couldn't be a ranger. He's whining about the fact that he wasn't helping, that he could do more. But, brah, you were doing great doing your computer stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because the team needed you there. Like, why do you feel the need to prove yourself? Why do you feel the need to be out there? Being out there is not the only way of helping the world. What he was doing was perfectly fine. And it hurt me so much that why he just couldn't see that that was enough, that he needed to do more. And then, of course, when he was finally became a ranger like he wanted to, he realized he needs to create a second version of himself because he can't handle all the responsibilities that comes with it. So, of course, the second version of him was even worse than the first version of him. He was low-key trying to be racist.
Yeah, I didn't like Cyber Cam. But right? you actually just made a great argument to support your point. Good job.
Thank you. For me, Cam, still at the bottom.
I don't know. I really liked him. I liked that he was like the brains of the operation. So he, you know, facilitated all of the Ranger tech for everybody. I love that he was such a smart ass. I thought that was so funny. The fact that he didn't feel like he was doing enough, I feel like that goes to show his determination to like to the mission, really, because he, you know, he was the son of a sensei. The sensei he taught all of the Rangers how to fight, so obviously he always wanted to get in on the action, which like I can understand that. I totally can understand that. And the fact that he was actually able to become a ranger was really cool. I love the two-parter where he went back in time and he got to meet his mother, and that's where he got his morpher.
That was really cool. I did really like that. I'm not gonna lie. That was a really cool scene.
And I liked, I think it was in the finale when he got to use his Zord to save all of the kidnapped
ninjas?
The students. The ninja students from oh my God, what was the big bad? I know, Lothar.
From Lothar?
That's where he got all, like, Lothar had all of the... all the students up on his ship, right?
Mm-hmm. From the Ranger Academy.
Right, yeah. And then it was really cool to see Cam take his Zord up there and get them all out of there.
Here's my thing. I have to go... I'm going to have to side with Lena. I'm going to have to side with Lena on this one. So... I guess I have to be the tiebreaker. I'm going to go with you, Will. Actually, I'm going to break the tie. I'm going to say Bridge first and then Cam. The reason why is because Bridge, to me, he started out the same. And even though he got a whole bunch of promotions, I felt like Bridge as a person never changed. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
I love Bridge. Don't get me wrong. Like, I actually love Bridge. Like, and that's why I'm having such a big problem with it. Because, like, I actually love Bridge a lot. But the thing is, it's like, Bridge, the way that they wrote Bridge, there wasn't any room for growth. Like, he was always just the funny guy. But there wasn't really anything that was like, you know, meaty with him. He was just the comic relief on the Ranger team, aside from Boone. Like, he was the comic relief guy. But there wasn't anything in the background, like a B-plot or anything that suggests, oh, he has, you know, something else going on or anything like that. He was just goofy. Whereas Cam really was like, yo, like, I'm really trying to, you know, I'm really trying to make this work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really trying to, you know, I'm really trying to be helpful, to be a part of the team. And, mm-hmm. you know, nobody wants you know, like, my dad won't let me because he's made some kind of stupid pact with mom, even though, like, mom is no longer here. So, I mean, I feel like, personally, that pact is null and void, in my opinion. I mean, at that point, it's like, it's null and void. Like, she's not here. Like, let him go ahead and fight. But then, like, you know, he goes back into the past or whatever, and then he sees his mom and all that stuff. So for me, I kind of feel like it makes sense. Like, his progression as a character makes more sense. Whereas Bridge was just kind of like, yeah, I was just here the entire time and I got promoted and I'm awesome. But as a character, I do feel like Cam just, he had more. He had more to give and he was more of a support than, you know, than Bridge. Like, Bridge was always a great ranger, don't get me wrong. Definitely not taking anything from him. But it was like, Cam had more to do as a character, if that makes any sense.
No, it does.
Yeah.
And he does evolve, and I do see where you're coming from.
Yeah, so I'll put him at number 7, and then Bridge at number 6. Yeah, so there's that. Now, one more time.
Wow.
I told y'all, I was like, y'all get on my nerves.
Okay, so who's the tie?
So we have a tie, Zach and Ziggy with 18 points.
Okay.
Zach was 11 for me, and Ziggy was number 5.
Oh, damn.
Zach I was really like 4 Ziggy.
For me, and Ziggy was 6 for me.
Zach and Ziggy. Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know, it's okay. Like, yeah, I mean, I really like Ziggy. I mean, he's good where he is.
Yeah, he was, oh my God, he was so funny. And that was such a great thing to have in such a dark Power Ranger season. And the fact that he was partnered off with Dylan, that was such a great contrast of characters. And then God, I always remember when he stole the morpher from Tenaya, and then he accidentally morphed, and that's how he became the Green Ranger. He's like, I don't want to be a Power Ranger. And then it was so cool to watch him. It reminded me of Billy, how he did not know how to fight, and they put it into the fight choreography that he didn't know what he was doing, and then gradually he learned how to fight. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
And
I'm actually, for me, Zach, it was like, I have to put, unfortunately, I know the Ziggy love. It's going to be Ziggy and then Zach. Okay.
Okay.
So the reason why I'm going to put Ziggy, Zach first and then Ziggy, that's what I meant, is because for me, Zach was a great ranger and he was a lot of fun. But for me, I don't know, like Zach just kind of felt like, He was a lot of fun, but that was all he gave us. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he was just like the fun guy. We got more nuances with him in the comic,
mm-hmm.
but on the TV show, he was just, hey, I'm just the party guy who got some little cool little dance 90s moves. And, you know, and I like Angela. Mm-hmm. That was Zach. But Ziggy actually gave us like character. He gave us like, there was a reason why he was so goofy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it was to literally hide and cover up all the pain he's been through and cover up, you know, running from the mob and all this stuff. Like, I mean, dude was like, you know, he had a lot going on and he had to mask it, you know, with comedy. So I loved that about that character. And I think that, you know, he just knocked it out of the park. Number 8, we have Trip, the Green Time Force Ranger, with 27 points.
Really?
He was the number 11 for me. He was 11
for me. What about you, Brandon? Where was he?
Trip was number 13.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I was not a fan of Trip. I was not a fan.
I like Trip. Really?
I didn't. I would. For me, I wouldn't say that I wasn't a fan, but it Time Force was the West Gen and sometimes Eric show. Everybody else kind of was in the background.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what made me kind of like put Trip where I did, because like he didn't really do much. Like, I mean, he had that great episode where he stood up to Eric. But for the most part, I really didn't care for his character. I mean, like, he just kind of felt like he was like the child of the group, basically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And anytime there's like a childlike character, I kind of like always dismiss them immediately. I am not a fan of childlike.
Really?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, I have been burned by Justin, and I'm like, I can't do it. Like, if there's a ranger that has a child, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm immediately turned off. And then, like, it's an adult acting like a child, too? Oh, no. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I'm just like, yeah. Even though he's an alien, and I do take that into consideration, still, it was just kind of like, I can't. And then, like, that episode where they were trapped, like, they basically were kind of like, he had to rescue the little kids and stuff, but he was, like, all upset because none of them liked him. They all liked red, blue, pink, and yellow, but they didn't like green. And he was, like, in his feelings, so then he tried to, like, he was like, oh, I'm gonna bulk up and I'm gonna be better, you know? And it was just like, dude, no. It was very cringy and very hard to watch. So I was just like, I'm not a fan of Trip. Just not a fan. So I apologize that I made him go a little higher than what you guys wanted. But yeah. But he's still in the top 10, though. So there's that. Next, we have number 3. That is Tommy Oliver, uh-huh, with 15 points.
I mean, why am I saying, wow, you two don't like him?
Exactly.
He ranked really high for me. He ranked number 2 for me.
He ranked number 7.
For me, he ranked number 6 for me. For me, it was, I knew he wasn't going to be in my number 1 because there's somebody that I like more than him. But like for Tommy, he was, both times he was a 6 ranger or you know, an other. But he wasn't like a regular part of the team. So that's why he wasn't a number 1 for me. And then also I wanted to have him high because of his tenure. He was our first Green Ranger, our first 6 Ranger, and he had experience on the team from that. And then when he was the Black Ranger, that was after having so many different power sets and so much experience. So he was an asset to that team and a mentor to that team. So that's why he is where he is on my list.
I personally just like, well, I don't know. Like with Tommy, I loved him as Green. Like, when that's how we were introduced to him, I actually loved his character. I loved his character as Green. I loved the fact that he was just always forgetful. He was terrible with like remembering things. Like, I mean, dude was like the epitome of being aloof. Like, he was just like always out of it, like a stoner. But like he was bomb. Like, he was a great fighter. And like he came in guns a-blazing, kicking everybody's asses. So I mean, like, I loved that. My only jush was that like I started waning away from him when he came back and became white. It was like, ooh, that came out wrong. But when he became the White Ranger, the White Ranger. I did not like that. But when he came back as Tommy Oliver, like Dr. Tommy Oliver, even though I was kind of side-eyeing, like, Tommy wasn't that smart to become no doctor. But, like, he was still a great mentor, though, because, like you said, he had the experience and all of that. So I really appreciated that. I was like, cool. I like that. So I put him where I think he's good where he is, honestly. Top 5.
I agree.
I think he's good.
I agree with everything you're saying.
Next, we have At number two, I mean, this is obvious at this point.
Dylan and Adam.
We have Dylan.
I'm happy. And it is Adam, right? Mm-hmm. Happy dance.
Yeah, high on my list. Adams, of course, is number one for me. Dylan was number three for me. Like Adam, I mean, like, come on, man. Like, oh, my God. Adam's one of the greatest Power Rangers ever.
Of all time.
A very long tenure. He had a bunch of power sets. He went from the shy guy to having so much confidence, charisma, being the funny guy by the time he was in Turbo. Then he came back twice. He helped to mentor Carlos more than once. He did the 15th anniversary. He's just awesome and an amazing martial artist. His trademark, his butterfly twist. Oh, so cool. I love him.
Yeah. I mean, like, Adam, of course, you know, you got to have Adam as number one. That's just the bottom line.
Yep.
Adam was always going to be number one.
Yep. I was always going to be. That was exactly my list.
Yeah. Dylan for me, number two. I was like, obviously, I mean, Dylan is Dylan. Dude was like a straight brawler. Like, it was just like, and it fit with his character.
So that jailhouse brawl was so cool in RPM.
So cool and so well choreographed. So it was just like, this is perfect. This makes sense. So just to recap for everybody who are like, what is going on? And why did you do this? I know our list is probably not your favorite, but you know, what can you do? So recapping, number 19 is Corcus, number 18 is Carlos, number 17 is Jake, number 16 is Riley, number 15 is Danny, number 14 is Will, number 13 is Damon, number 12 is Mike, number 11 is Xander, number 10 is Joel, number 9 is Chase, number 8 is Tripp, number 7 is Cam. No, number 7 is Bridge. Number 6 is Cam. Number 5 is Zach. Number 4 is Ziggy. Number 3 is Tommy. Number 2 is Dylan. And number 1 is Adam. So let us know if you like our list, if you love it, if you hate it, if you're just like, oh my gosh, like, you are completely wrong. You all are terrible. We hate you all. Please let us know.
We're up for some debates. We're definitely up for some debates.
Okay, yes. Like, let us know, like, how you feel. Like, okay, so wait, like, I don't like that. Like, I'm challenging this. Challenge us, please. We would love you to tell us how you feel. But yes, so if you, you know, let us know in the comment section. Let us know how you feel about it. And once again, this is another episode of Tribunal of the Grid. Blah, blah, blah. I totally botched that. This is another episode of Tribunal of the Grid. Blah, blah, blah. Tongue is heavy. My name is Brandon.
I am Lena.
I'm Will.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
We made it. We did it.
We made it.
Go have some.